Chalek Aleph, if you have it in front of you. Kuf.
Yes.
Kuf Yud Zayin. Have a look in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Zayin. Now we're not going to learn all of the Shulchan Aruch. It's really one sif. In Kuf Yud Dalet. Sif Hey. Now if you remember, we had a discussion in Tosfos. We've been recorded. We had a discussion in Tosfos. About those types of mistakes which are what we call mistakes which are machzir in oisoif, which you have to go back for. At which stage would you have to go back? At which stage could you say whatever you need to say there and then? And at which stage is the point of no return? So if you have a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch there is not discussing Yalav Yavoi, which is what we were seeing in Tosfos, although soon we'll switch over to Chelek Dalet and we'll see it there. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch over here is talking about Mashiv HaRuach and Moyed HaTol. So without getting involved now in all the halachas of Mashiv HaRuach and Moyed HaTol, as we know, the bottom line is that if, for example, in the summer, you said Mashiv HaRuach, if somebody this morning in Shmoneh Esra said Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGeshem, then he has to repeat Shmoneh Esra. Why must he repeat Shmoneh Esra? Because we don't want Geshem in the summer. Rainfall in the summer is considered to be not a bracha, is considered to be a klala. So have a look at Sif Hey. It says, B'mois HaGeshomim, in the winter, Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Hey. B'mois HaGeshomim, in the days of the winter, Imloy Omar Moed HaGoshem. If you did not say Moed HaGoshem, then Machzir and Oisai, you've got to go back. So that we know is the halacha. If you didn't say any Hazkara at all, you've got to go back. Now immediately go to Sif Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bameh Dvarim Amurim. When did we say you have to go back? Remember, we're talking about somebody in the winter who did not say Mashiv HaRuach. Bameh Dvarim Amurim Shemachzir Inoisoi. When did we say that he has to go back? Kishaloi Omar B'mois HaGeshomim Moed HaGoshem. When is that true? Hainu Kishasiyem Kol HaBrocha. That's only when he's finished the bracha. Which bracha? Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye Hamesim, the end of the second bracha. The Hischil bracha She'achareho. And he's then begun the next bracha, which is the words of Ato Kodesh. So you're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach in the second bracha. Ato Gibor Eloyim Hashem, Mechaye Hamesim, Ato Rav Lo Yishia, Mashiv HaRuach. He didn't say it. He finished the bracha, he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye HaMeisim. He then began the next bracha, Ato Kodosh, and only then realized his mistake. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what do you do then? V'oz Choyzer L'Rosh HaTfilah, you've got to go back. By the way, why do you have to go back to the beginning of davening? Why doesn't it suffice simply to go back to the second bracha? So that we know we have the famous principle, because the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esra are essentially considered like one. It's like one long bracha, and therefore you cannot really go back to the second bracha. If you have to go back to the second, you've got to go back to the beginning. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling you a tremendous chiddush, that you only need to go back if you've actually begun the next bracha. You've begun the next bracha. Avol im nizkar koidem shesiem habracha. If you remembered before you finished the bracha. So for example, you said, V'ne'emon ato l'achayois meisim. So you haven't finished the bracha. Then, yoimar b'mokoim shenizkar. Then you should say mashiv haruach there and then, in that place that you remembered. And here comes the big chiddush. Va'afilu im siyem habracha. And even if you've finished the bracha, you've said Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Isim. But v'nizkar koidem sheischil ato kodosh. But you remembered you're exactly in no man's land between the two brachas. You haven't yet begun the next one. Ein sorich lachzer. You do not need to go back. Ela rather, oimer mashiv haruach moed agoshem. You say mashiv haruach right there. Beloy chasima. What does that mean? Beloy chasima. Without having to finish the bracha. Baruch ato Hashem mechayei hameisim. So I'm standing in between the two brachas, and what do? I say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim. I've then remembered my mistake, so what will I say? Mashiv HaRuach U'moyred HaGashem Ato Kodosh, etc., etc., etc. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling me a tremendous chiddush that even if we're dealing with a mistake that's so severe that failure to mention whatever you need to mention will send you back, whether it be back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei or back to that particular bracha, whatever it may be, but that's only if you've begun the next bracha. But if I have not begun the next bracha, I'm still in the middle of the last bracha, or even if I finish the last bracha, but I haven't begun the next, if you remember in the words of Tosus, that's called loy okar. I've not uprooted myself. And this really, Rabbeisai, is the crux of the question. At which particular point are you considered to have uprooted yourself from that particular bracha? The Shulchan Aruch seems to be of the opinion that you're only considered to have uprooted yourself when I'm in the next bracha. But when I've just said the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, even though you might well put in a good argument, that's also called you've finished the bracha. No, it's not. Why not? Because you haven't begun the next. So you'll say, Mashiv Haruach U'moed HaGashem, in between the two brachas. Presumably, and we're going to see this in a few moments, the same, for example, would apply on Rosh Chodesh. Not Ma'ariv. We'll get to Ma'ariv in a moment, because Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back. But Shachris or Mincha, Emetz Hashem, this week on Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh Av. So if Shachris, somebody forgets Yalav V'Yavoy. Now, what happens if he finishes Shmoneh Esrei completely and he remembers he didn't say Yalav V'Yavoy, he's got to daven all over again? Because that's called a Ta'os which Machzirin Oysoy. So what would be if you finish the bracha, if you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMachazir Shchinosoy Letzioin, and then you said, Moedim, that one word, Moedim, and then suddenly, Eigevalt, I haven't said Yalav Yove. What do? You'd have to go back. Where to? Not the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You go back to the beginning of the previous bracha, Ritzei. You go back to Ritzei, and you say Yalav Yove. Ah, but that's because I began the next bracha, I said the word Moedim. And what happens if I didn't? If I said, Baruch Ato Hashem HaMachzir Shechinosoi L'Tzioin, and I have not yet begun Moedim, I'm in between the two brachas. So if the Shulchan Aruch is going to be consistent, presumably the same halacha that applies to Mashiv HaRuach would apply to Yalav Yavoi, which means you are not considered to have left the previous bracha until you have begun the next. That seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, have a look in the Mishnah Brura. Lamed. Have a look at Mishnah Brura Lamed. We just said that even if you finish the bracha, you say it there and there. Now, I think maybe it was Nachum, actually, who mentioned last time. What does that mean, finished? What happens if I say, V'ne'emon ato la'achiyos meisim, boruch ato Hashem? And I remember after the word Hashem. Now, presumably, you can't say Mashiv HaRuach at that point. It doesn't make any sense to say Baruch Ato Hashem Mashiv HaRuach. So look at the Mishnah Brura Lamed. Says the Mishnah Brura, Va'afilu im siyem V'chein, and so too im nizkar la'achar she'omar Hashem. Even if you remembered after you said the word Hashem, what do? Yesayim, of course you have to finish the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim, and then the Yoimar Teichef. What does Teichef mean? Immediately, you will say then, Mashiv HaRuach U'moirid HaGoshem. So this is always a very important rule, that once you've said Baruch Ato Hashem, that is essentially the point of no return. So you've got to finish the bracha, and then you can say Mashiv HaRuach. But again, why is the Mishnah Brura allowing you to say Mashiv HaRuach then? Because you never began the next bracha. Now look at the Mishnah Brura, Siv Koton, Lamed, Beis. Now before we see the Mishnah Brura and Lamed, Beis, let's point out something that we discussed last time. Very important to be clear in this. If we're not clear in this, we will not know this Mishnah Brura, and Rabbeisai, this is Halacha Lemaisa Lemaisa. We said last time that there's always two types of mistakes. Machzirin and Ein Machzirin. Now, what would be if on Rosh Chodesh night you finished all of Shemoneh Esrei and then it dawned upon you that you forgot Yaleh V'Yavoy? The Halacha is Ein Machzirin Oisai. For reasons that we saw in the Gemara, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Fine. What would be, again, on Rosh Chodesh night, you finished Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMachazir, Shechinosoi, Letzion, and then you continued, Moedim Anachnu Loch, and you remembered, you have not said Yaleh V'Yavoy, you do not go back. If you're still within the bracha, imagine you'd say, stop, and you remembered you haven't said Yaleh V'Yavoy, then of course, even on Rosh Chodesh night, you can still say it. Why? Because even though we said it's Ein Machzirin, but here you're still in the bracha, you definitely never left the bracha. So, Moirai V'Raboisai, here comes the $64 million question. Rosh Chodesh night, Baruch Ato Hashem HaMachazir Shechinosoi Letzion, stop. I'm in no man's land. Do you say Yaleh V'Yavoy or you don't say Yaleh V'Yavoy? If it would be the morning or Mincha, we just said that you say it there and then. Why do you say it there and then? Because as we've explained, the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion, as long as you have not begun the next bracha, that's not called okar. You haven't uprooted yourself from the previous bracha. Now let's translate that. What does that mean, you haven't uprooted yourself from the last bracha? L'chaira, that means, if you ask this person, which bracha are you currently involved with? The answer is, as long as I haven't begun the next, I'm still associated with the previous. So, Rosh Chodesh morning,
or
any morning in the winter, once I finish that bracha, or in the case of Ya'alav Yovei Amachzir Shechinoseh L'tzion, if I haven't yet begun the next bracha, you can say Ya'alav Yovei right there. So here comes the enormous question, what about Rosh Chodesh night? Now, based on Svara, on pure logic so far, we'll see what Halacha L'maaseh is in a moment. If you were to ask me, based on pure logic, I would say that on Rosh Chodesh night, if you've said Baruch Atah Hashem Amachzir Shechinoseh L'tzion, I would say that you should say Ya'alav Yovei there and then. You know why I would say that? Because even though Ya'alav Yovei Rosh Chodesh night ain machzir in Oisai, but we've already established that if you're in between the two brachas, I haven't yet left the previous bracha. So this is not called returning. I can say it right here. Again, if I remember that I haven't said Ya'alav Yovei before I finish the bracha, stop. Now I remember I haven't said Ya'alav Yovei. What do? I say Ya'alav Yovei, even Rosh Chodesh night. Why? It's Ein Machzir in Oisoin. The Seder, this is not called returning because I haven't left the Bracha. But if the Shulchan Aruch said so too when I finished the Bracha, if I haven't began the next one, that's not considered leaving the previous. So then maybe Rosh Chodesh night should be the same. If I've said that word, Moedim, so now I'm definitely into the next bracha. So if it be at night, you do not go back. But if I haven't said the word Moedim, so we would need to ask ourselves the question, where are you when you're in between the two brachas? And if the Shulchan Aruch tells me that you could say Mashuv Ruach right there, then as we said before, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be paskening that if you haven't started the next bracha, I'm still firmly planted in the previous bracha. So Rosh Chodesh night would be the same. Now, whether that's halacha l'maisa, now let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis. Very, very important Mishnah Berurah. Very important Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Lamed Beis. Beloi Chasima. What does it mean, Beloi Chasima? We're talking about, you remembered you haven't said Mashuv Ruach. You finished the bracha, so you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Amesim. You will say Mashuv Ruach without the Chasima, without finishing again Baruch Mechaye Amesim. What do you do next? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Veshuv Oimer Atah Kodesh. And then you go moving on to Atah Kodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vehu Hadin. What does that mean, Vehu Hadin?
The same din
would apply. Im Shochach Ya'alav Yovei Berosh Chodesh. When? Shachris Umincha. He's not mentioning Mariv yet, because Mariv is complicated. But Shachris Umincha is definitely what type of mistake? That's called a Machzirin type mistake. Therefore, if I didn't say Ya'alav Yovei v'nizkar, and you remembered la'achar she'siyem birkas ha'machazir, he remembered only once he's finished saying ha'machazir shechinoseh l'tzion, what would you do? She'oimer shom bimkoimo, you'd say it right there, u'maschil moedim, and then you'd move on to moedim, u'kadilakamon b'simen tofchav beisif aleph, as you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Now here comes the main phrase. You should underline this. Shekol sheloi hischil. As long as you have not begun. Bebrocha shela achareho. If I have not begun the next brocha, loi nikro. It is not called siyum brocha zu legamri. It's not called that you've finished this bracha completely. Le'inyan, with regard to kol hadvarim shemachzirin oisai, with regard to those mistakes, which are what we called machzirin mistakes, then as long as I have not begun the next bracha, I haven't completely finished. What does it mean, I haven't completely finished? It means I'm still somewhat attached to the previous bracha. Look now at the Mishnah Brura. Afal pi, even though, shenikrosium, even though it is called the end, le'inyan devarim she'ein machzirin oisoi. The Mishnah Brura has just paskened our Rosh Chodesh night question. With regard to those mistakes, which are ein machzirin oisoi, then the Mishnah Brura says, once you finish the bracha, you finished the bracha. What's the example? Kagoin, havdalah b'chayin adas. We know you have to make havdalah in Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. And what happens if you don't? You don't have to repeat Shemona Esra because you've got a second bite of the cherry, make havdalah at home. So what happens if you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Choinein Hadas, and I have not begun the next bracha Hashiveinu?
Done.
Says the Mishnah Brura, okay, let's stop and work it out. What type of mistake is this?
Ein.
This is an Ein Machzirin mistake. Once you finish the bracha, you finish the bracha. V'yale v'yovoi b'arvis Rosh Chodesh. That's our $64 million question. And that's why the Mishnah Brura was very careful in the beginning to only talk about Shachris and Mincha. Shachris and Mincha is a machzirin mistake. But Maariv is an ein machzirin mistake. He gives another example. V'alanisim, v'chanukah, u'purim, v'chol ki'ai gavna, all types of mistakes like those. She'ein la'omrom. There you do not say it. K'she'siyem habracha. You, even if you finished, af al pi shaloi hischil, even though I've not begun bracha shalach areho. V'siyum bracha, what is the end of the bracha? Nikro tekef, immediately k'she'omar Hashem shal habracha. So, Moirav Raboisa, if we were to sum up at this stage, it comes out that we have a very difficult question to ask. When you've finished one bracha, but you haven't yet begun the next, where are you?
Depends.
Is that considered you've really finished that bracha or not? And the answer is in one word, it depends. Depends what type of mistake. Whopping chiddush, an enormous chiddush. If you're dealing with a mistake which is machzirin, like Rosh Chodesh, morning and afternoon, then you haven't completely finished, and you could say, yeah, I love you away now. Or Mashav Ruach now. But if you're dealing with a mistake which is Ein Machzirin, like Rosh Chodesh night, or Havdalah, or Al HaNisim, once you finish the bracha, you finish the bracha, even though I have not begun the next bracha. And the Mishnah Brura tells you that if we want to be accurate, even if I haven't completely finished, once I've said Baruch Ato Hashem, even if I didn't say those words, Amachzir Shchinoso Letzion, that's it, game over. Now, there is an enormous addition to all of this. And we're going to see that. Let's clock out, we'll clock back in, because the Mishnah Brura has not finished over here. We'll continue in a moment. Okay, says the Mishnah Brura, so far, it sounds like that we're making a very big distinction between machzirin and ein machzirin. If it's a machzirin mistake, a very severe mistake, then as long as I haven't begun the next bracha, then you can still correct your mistake there and then. If it's an ein machzirin mistake, then it's too late and you just continue on and it's finished. There's nothing you could do about it. However, says the Mishnah Brura, let's finish off the Mishnah Brura. V'yesh poiskim shecholkin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm very sorry to tell you that there are some poiskim who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. V'oimrim, and they say, Da'af b'dvarim shemachzirin oisoi, that even with regard to those mistakes which are machzir and oisoi, that taketh immediately mishasiyim habracha, as soon as you finish the bracha, kamoi shehischil, that is like beginning bracha acheres damya, that is domi, that is comparable, that is as good as beginning the next bracha. Now, we're not going to see it now, but there is an enormous biur halacha. You'll see at the side of the page. It goes over to the next side of the page. Not enormous, but a very lengthy biur halacha where he discusses it at length. And he said, what should we do now? We have many poiskim who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is only discussing a to'us which is machzirin oisai. If it's a machzirin, everybody agrees that once you finish the bracha, you finish the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us the chiddush that machzirin is different. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one second, I'm a bit stuck. There are many poskim who say it's not different at all. And even if it's machzirin, once you finish the bracha, you finish the bracha. Now, of course, that would make an enormous difference, l'halacha. Because that would mean that on Rosh Chodesh morning, if I say, Baruch Ato Hashem HaMachzir Shechinosoi L'Tzion, stop. According to these poskim, what would you have to do? You'd have to go back to Ritzay. Why would you have to go back to Ritzay? Because you have finished the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have not finished the bracha. Why not? Because you didn't yet begin the next bracha. So we're stuck now. What do we do? So look at the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion. Very, very famous suggestion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'al kol ponim, nira li lemaisa. Is there any way that I can somehow perhaps satisfy both opinions? It would seem not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got a little bit of an etzah for you. Im nizkar achar she'omar Hashem. You said, V'ne'emon ato l'achayos meisim, Baruch ato Hashem. Stop! Didn't we say a minute ago that Baruch ato Hashem is as good as the end of the bracha? You can't say Baruch ato Hashem, Mashiv HaRuach, or Baruch ato Hashem, Ya'al V'yovei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one second, I might have an Eitzah for you. What is that Eitzah? Lo yigmor mechaye hameisim. Do not finish with the words mechaye hameisim. So what should I do? Elo yisayim lamdeini chukecho. There is a posuk in Tehillim that says, Baruch ato Hashem lamdeini chukecho. This is the joker in the pack. If I've said Baruch Ato Hashem, and instead of finishing off Mechaye Yameisim, I say Lamdeini Chukecho, what have I gained by that? Do you know what I've gained by that?
You haven't finished the bracha.
Where am I now? Yeah. I've said, V'ne'emon Ato L'achayos Meisim Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeini Chukecho. Where am I now?
In the middle of the bracha.
I'm definitely still in the old bracha. So do you know what I've gained? I've avoided the whole machloikas. Why have I avoided machloikas? Because I never finished the bracha. If you finish the bracha, then we arrive at the enormous machloikas. So we don't know what to do. But if I can somehow get you not to finish the bracha, how so? If you remember after Baruch Ato Hashem, if I've said the words Mechaye Ameisim, says the Mishwar, I have no solution for you. But if I haven't, and I've just said Baruch Ato Hashem, then says the Mishwar, I have an Eitzah for you. What's the Eitzah? Finish off by saying Lamdei Nichukecha, as the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yeh kekoyrei posuk levad. Then all I've done is I've just said a posuk. V'dinoi keilu oimed adayin be'emtza brocha. And then obviously it is as if I'm standing in the middle of the brocha. V'choyzer le'mashiv aruach. And you can go to Mashiv aruach, and I've managed very cleverly to avoid the whole machloikas. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, the chain kahai gavna, the same is true, b'chol dvorim shemachzirin oisai. All other mistakes which are machzirin mistakes, so again, Rosh Chodesh morning, and I've said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and I've not yet said the words, hamachazir shchinosai letzioin, what would the Mishnah Berurah recommend? Don't say the words Amachzir Shchinos Eletziyei. Say Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. And what have I gained then? Now I'm definitely still in the middle of the bracha, so I can say Yalav Yovi.
Is this not an Eitzah for a very precise moment that you forget, that you remember? But if you finish the bracha, you're still back in the machlokas.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The Mishnah Berurah has no magic solution for us.
Okay.
In other words, now he doesn't discuss this, but I'll just tell you, in the Biur Halacha, which by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, or Kamoisha Birarati B'Biur Halacha, as I explained in the Biur Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim in the Biur Halacha, he investigates this subject at length. And he tells you that the bottom line is, it is a source of an enormous machloikas, backwards and forwards. The bottom line is, and you need to know this, by the way, everybody, because it's halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, all said and done, I'm not prepared to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not prepared to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. There are rishonim on one side of the coin, there are rishonim on the other side of the coin. You, by the way, need to know, the Chofetz Chaim had very broad shoulders. There are occasions where he does disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. If in the opinion of the Mishnah of the Chofetz Chaim, there is an overwhelming list of Rishonim who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, then he'll disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. You know, Rav Kirshenbaum from Pnei Shmuel once told me that somebody approached the Chofetz Chaim after he wrote the Mishnah Berurah and said to him, how can you possibly get involved in a machlokes rishonim on occasion? Paskin, one way or another. And the Chofetz Chaim answered him off the bat, whenever I need to do that, I look back into the Gemaras, and I learn the sugya 36 times, and then I decide. So next time we read the Mishnah Berurah, we have to know what we're dealing with. 36 times. We've learned the sugya once. Mishnah Berurah learned the sugya 36 times before he decided which way he's going to paskin. So over here, the Biur Halacha says, listen, I'm not taking sides over here. There's too many Rishonim on one side of the coin, too many Rishonim on the other side of the coin, so I'll leave the Shulchan Aruch to paskin. The Shulchan Aruch has paskin. So Mori Rabbi said, we need to know this Halacha. It's very important. Halacha l'maisa. If you say Hamachazir Shchinosoi Letzioin, stop, and then you remember your mistake. Again, we're talking about Shachris and Mincha. There's a big Machloikas Rishonim. We don't really have an Eitzah to satisfy all opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah says, fine, so we'll just go with the Shulchan Aruch. So what do? You say Yale V'Yovei right then. If it would be at night time, by the way, what would you do? Keep on moving, because it's Ein Machzir and Oisai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but I've got one Eitzah for you. If you finish the bracha, I have no etzah for you whatsoever. But if I've just said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, then I've got an etzah for you. Like you said, Rav Moshe Zelig, it only helps me for a very specific case. It's so specific that one word, more or less, changes the whole game. Exactly. Why? Because if I've said, imagine I would say, Sechazeno inenu b'shubcha l'tzion barachamim baruch atah. What would you paskin now? Baruch atah.
Say it now.
So then according to all opinions, even in the night,
say it.
You could still say Ya'alav Yodah. According to all opinions, whether it's machzirin or a machzirin, I've definitely not finished the bracha. No machlekes. If I've said Baruch Ato Hashem Hamachazir, says the Mishabura, I've no etzah for you. You can't say Hamachazir Ya'alav Yodah or V'nem Ato Lachis Meisim Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei Mashivaruach. Doesn't make sense. So then, you've landed in the soup. Why are you in the soup? Because now you've arrived at an enormous machlokes rishonim. You've finished one bracha, I haven't begun the next. Says the Mishabura, finished. Go with the Shulchan Aruch. And you'd say Mashivaruach there, or Yalaviyavi there. I have no etzah for you. In the one very limited case where you say, V'sechazenu inenu v'shub chalotziyim berachamim, Baruch atah Hashem, no less and no more, says the Mishabura, here I have an etzah for you. Instead of finishing the words, Amachzir Shchenosu L'tzion, what would you do? Just say, Lamdeini Chukecha. And what do I gain by that? Because if I've said Lamdeini Chukecha, then I've definitely not finished the bracha. So if I've not finished the bracha, I've avoided very cleverly this whole machlekes.
So in the case of you, that you mentioned before about we sing Baruch Atah, you haven't said Hashem, Shem Hashem, so you'd say Yalla V'Yavo and then you'd go back to what, Pesechazena?
Yeah, let's say, yep.
Okay.
Now, we've got just a couple of moments left. Quickly open your Shulchan Aruch, if you have it in front of you, Mr. Brewer, Chelek Dalad. If you have a look at the Mishnah Berurah in my edition, it's on page 566, Tof Chof Beis. It's actually, go back a previous page, go back to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Chof Beis. Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, Mispalel, Yudches, Brochus, Istuma, Rosh Chodesh, Vaime, Yal, Vyavi, Beritzi. Vim loy omri be Arvis, if I did not say Yal, Vyavi, Mariv, Ein, Machzir, in Isai. You do not go back. Bain, I'm skipping the parenthesis, Bain, Shirosh Chodesh, Yom Echot, Bain, Shem Shne Yomim, we now know what it means because of the Gemara discussion. Why not? It's always very beautiful when you've learned the sugyas, you've seen the rishonim, you see every word in the Shulchan Aruch has so much meaning. Avolim loy omrei shachris u'mincha. Then machzir enoisa, you do have to go back. You do have to go back. Turn over the page. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im nizkar koidem shehischil moidim. If you remembered when?
Before you began
moidim. Ah, so where are you? Exactly in the middle. So we know what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Hilchas Mashiv Aruach. And guess what? He says the same over here. Oimer b'mokoyim shenizkar. Fine, perfect. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that even though you've finished the bracha, But because we're dealing with a machzirim mistake, you say it right there. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but ve'im loy nizkar, if you did not remember, ad she'acha she'hischel moedim, then you've got to go back to Ritzei. Okay. Have a look now at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton, Hey. Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton, Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Oimer b'mokim she'nizkar. What is the mokim she'nizkar in between the two brachas? V'achar kach, and then you would move on, Yoimar Moedim. V'hainu afilu kvar omar. Even if you said v'siyem and you completely finished the bracha of v'sachezeno. Fine. V'im loy siyem oid ha-machazir. But if I did not yet say those words, ha-machazir shchenoso v'siyem. However, rak. All he said was, Omar Baruch Ato Hashem. Says the Mishnah Brura, Kosavnu Le'el, I've already written elsewhere. Where? In Simon Kuf Yud Dalad, which is exactly the Simon we just learned in the Bi'a Halacha, Denochoim Yoisa, what will be more correct is Lesayim Lamdeini Chukecho. Imagine learning this Mishnah Brura, not having learned Kuf Yud Dalad. Very difficult to understand. What does it mean? Why am I doing that? But once I've learned Kuf Yud Dalad, I understand exactly what the Mishnah Brura means. Because if I finish off Amachazir Shchinosoi Letzioin, then what's going to be? I'm getting myself into a whole balagan, Machlokes Rishonim. Because if I finish the bracha, the Shulchan Aruch would tell me, say Yal of Yovel right then. But there's many who disagree, so let's try and avoid the machloikas. How do we avoid the machloikas? By ensuring that I did not finish the bracha. That, my friends, is the subject, I can't say in its entirety, but at least halacha lemaisa. So, Be'ezras Hashem, in the zechus of learning these sugyas, Mis Hashem mistakes should not happen. But it does end up in the final analysis a little bit complicated, but it's far, far easier to remember if you've seen it from the sources. If you just look it up in a Kitzer Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Sefer, it'll be like reading a phone book. Very, very difficult to remember. But now that we've learned the sugyas and the Shulchan Aruch, we know there's a difference between machzirin, ein machzirin. I would say it's well worth reviewing those halachas. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. The plan is, on Sunday, all being well, we're going to begin Chazara. Tudaf, I think it was Chof Ches on the base. I don't think we'll manage to do it all in one shot, so it might take us into Tuesday. Following that, Emitz Hashem, we're going to go back, and we're going to begin the second perek of Brachos. Maybe after that we'll move to the third perek, but Emitz Hashem, we're going to move to the second perek of Brachos. And similar to our perek, it's very, very halacha lemaisa, so inevitably we'll dip in and out of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura as well. Okay. So maybe, Ramesh Azari, if you want to just send out an email for the benefit of those not with us, Chazara from Chof Ches Omad Beis on Sunday. Okay. When we finish Chazara, we are moving, Be'ezras Hashem, next week sometime to the beginning of the second perek.
Shagayach, very good, excellent.
Okay, all the best, everybody. Have a great day.
Parsha Shir this evening.
Yes, Mitzvah.
Okay, wonderful.
All the best.
And good day, everyone.